the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by.
Hello, I am your host, Athena Melville, and I welcome you to the Education Now Radio Podcast for March 1st, 2012, with our guests Roz Hamer and Eulalia Halloran. Roz, Eulalia, and I discuss Montessori education and the upcoming American Montessori Society 2012 annual conference, The Bridge to Learning for Every Child, which is being held in San Francisco, California, March 15th through the 18th. Now, if you would like to comment, please contact me at hermes@pacific.net. That's hermes@pacific.net. Or join us on Facebook and comment on the Education Now Facebook page. The first interview for this podcast is with Eulalia Halloran, who is co-chair of the AMS, or American Montessori Society, Local Conference Committee, and director of Star of the Sea Preschool in San Francisco, which is a Montessori-inspired preschool. In the interview, Eulalia and I focus on her work at Star of the Sea, and we share an overview of the American Montessori Society Conference being held in San Francisco, as well as the life and work of Maria Montessori. Recognizing that childhood is a critical period in human development, Star of the Sea Preschool provides an environment in which children can grow and develop at their own rate, develop a positive self-image, learn to express emotion in an appropriate way, act on their environment, develop a sense of responsibility, and learn to trust those around them. So here we go. Welcome to the radio podcasts of Education Now, Eulalia Halloran. I'm so delighted that you agreed to be on Education Now.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I look forward to our talk.
Great. Well, I would first of all like you to talk about your work at Star of the Sea Preschool.
Okay.
And if you could tell us about that and your own introduction to Montessori.
Okay. Well, I've been in the field of Montessori for over 20 years. I've been at my current position for a little over a year and a half. I'm a director of what I would like to refer to as a Montessori-inspired program. And we can talk about what I mean when I say that, but it's a small program in a Catholic parish school. There's 30 children and 4 full-time teachers. And
we're talking about a preschool here, right? A preschool.
Right. The age range is 3 to 5 year olds. And it's just a lovely program where we really emphasize individuality of the children. We look at maximizing their developmental skills at an appropriate level, and the social emotional development of the child to self-regulate and problem solve at an appropriate preschool level. All of the things that Montessori herself thought were so important for future growth and development.
Yes, indeed. And this Star of the Sea Preschool program, how long has it been in operation?
Well, it's a fairly new program. The Archdiocese of San Francisco is looking at expanding into the preschool field. Star of the Sea has been in operation since we're almost at our fifth year. This coming March will be the fifth year we've been in operation. It was organized and started by a woman, who she and I taught with for almost 10 years previous to that. And so I really took over from someone who I knew very well, and we both had the same vision of what we were looking for in a school. So it was a very easy transition for the families and the children when I took over.
Oh, that's beautiful. You were on the same page to begin with.
Yes, so, and the teachers as well. So
that's beautiful. And so you say there are about 30 children?
There are on a daily basis. We have more than that, but because we have variable schedules, we never have more than 30 children at any one time, and there's always at least 3 teachers in the classroom.
That was just what I was going to.
A 1 to 10 ratio.
That's just what I was going to ask. Is what the ratio is. Mm-hmm. It sounds beautiful. So, do you want to talk about why you use the term Montessori inspired?
Sure. Well, it's been my experience that unless you are an accredited school from some national organization, such as the American Montessori Society or Association Montessori International or even the International Congress of Montessori, which has very rigorous accreditation standards for their affiliated schools, that I really believe that when you go in to either work in a school or start a school or come out of training, so to speak, your school is going to have a basic foundation of Montessori, but you're going to take that basic foundation and really model it based upon your vision as an individual, as an educator, your community, who are you serving, what are their immediate needs, and how do you adapt those basic fundamental principles of Montessori education to that unique setting. And that's how I look at my school. I look at it as though there isn't some dogmatic set of rules that you must follow. I look at it as though there are principles and there are commonalities with all Montessori schools, but that it's a unique environment that's very influenced by the teachers I have, my vision, as well as the parents and the community we serve.
Yes, that's beautiful. I know that what I want to talk about in our interview as well is the American Montessori Society Conference, The Bridge to Learning for Every Child. And I know that that's going to feature a particular kind of a classroom under a glass dome, and I'm going to talk to someone else about that. But the teacher that ran that particular classroom there at the turn of the century, Helen Parkhurst, had gone through Montessori training with Montessori, but she went on and developed her own method.
Right, exactly.
Yet, but that is the woman Montessori wanted in that classroom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not someone who, looked at her handbook as dogma.
Right.
So
I think most, to interrupt if you don't mind, I think most truly inspired educators understand that it's more than just a book of rules, that it really is a fundamental understanding of the principles involved in the methodology, the materials that are used and how they're used with the children, but also understanding, just as Montessori did, that as all children are unique, all settings are unique. And it behooves you as an educator to really understand your community in order to be effective.
Yes, I think that was just really well put, and I thank you very much for that. And that's very exciting. One other question I had about Star of the Sea: Do the preschool children interact at all with the children in the regular school there, the grade school? And
yes, we do. We do look at our program as unique in the fact that we're looking at a Montessori-inspired preschool program and a more traditional elementary kindergarten through eighth program. So in some senses, there is a disconnect in that sense. However, I would say about one-third of my students are actually siblings of children in the elementary school. So there is that just family connection. There's also many opportunities for us to go over and take advantage of programs that are being brought in for their elementary program. So, for example, recently the seventh grade science teacher actually received a small grant from Oracle to purchase one of those floor maps of the Pacific Rim from National Geographic. And he put it out in the auditorium, and we were able to sign up for a time to have our children go over and actually walk around the Pacific Rim on this map, because it was a floor-size map. So there are opportunities for that that happen, which is really nice because we don't feel isolated as a preschool. We also, that's just one example. Another example is the librarian who works at the elementary school will come over and read to our children, as well as take our children over to the elementary library to look at books and get another library experience as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's so beautiful.
So those are two examples of how we interact.
Yes, I think that's wonderful. And there should opportunities for peer teaching as mm-hmm. well, you know, should present themselves.
And we work very closely with the kindergarten teacher because we have so many children that do go on to their elementary program that she comes over and observes our classroom. Our teachers meet with her regularly about the students that will be going on. So there's a transfer of information as well.
Oh, that's just so wonderful. Sounds just awesome.
It's a pretty cool program, if I have to say so myself.
Yeah, and that it's all happening there in San Francisco.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, now if we could change focus a little bit and talk mm-hmm. about the American Montessori Society Conference.
That would be great.
What can you tell the listeners about the conference? March 16th, 17th, and 18th,
mm-hmm.
and some great keynotes.
Mm-hmm.
Could you give us a little overview?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I am one of a pair of local co-chairs. Alyssa Moore and I are really the go-to people for the national conference in terms of organizing it at the local level. And this particular conference has not been in the Bay Area for over 10 years, probably 12 years.
Right.
So there's a big interest now in Montessori on the West Coast, but also it has branched out into the eastern levels of the Asian continent, Australia and South America and Central America. So we're anticipating having a significant number of participants who from those countries and those continents that find it a little bit more difficult to get to the East Coast of the United States. So we're looking at this conference as being very international in scope and interest. We're also looking at the conference having a theme, as you mentioned, the Bridge to Learning for Every Child, meaning that Montessori as a methodology that can work for almost any child to maximize their potential for growth and development. That's the basic concept behind the conference. To do that, we are also looking at, with the current controversies over educational effectiveness in the United States as looking at it from a global perspective, how does Montessori fit into that? And one of the things that we're very excited about, and I know you'll be talking to Roz Hammer a little bit more about, is the demonstration classroom that will be there for the Parent Community Day on Friday in the atrium of the San Francisco Hotel and Marriott Marquis Hotel. So I think it's going to be a wonderful conference. I think because it is in San Francisco, it's a big draw. We're going to have nearly 3,000 participants, which is it's up there with the number of large conferences that AMS has had. And we're just very excited about it. I think there's going to be a wealth of workshops available for educators. We have one day set aside, which is Friday the 16th, for parent and community. We're hoping that people who are curious about Montessori, maybe are thinking of Montessori for an elementary program for their children, perhaps policymakers who are looking at what can they take away from Montessori methodology that might work in a more traditional setting. We're just hoping that that day really branches out to the non-Montessorian people in the Bay Area who might be curious, as I said, or might have an interest in learning more, or have a question. And that's the purpose of that. The keynote speakers should be fantastic. We have a number that are geared for children's development, as well as, you know, effective teaching. Where is the education set in the overall scheme of things? So we're looking at it as a really fantastic opportunity for Montessorians and non-Montessorians.
Yes, I know that I always, whenever I go to an AMS, an American Montessori Society conference, I always feel like I'm walking into the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's so rewarding and mm-hmm. And exciting, and I'm looking forward to being able to participate in part of the conference myself. And I know that there's a 7:30 in the morning breakfast with Brian Swin.
On Sunday.
On Sunday, yes. On Sunday. And that's going to be exciting.
Yeah,
I love that, and I'm looking also very forward to the speaker for the legacy.
Yes, Chandra. Yeah. I can pronounce her last name, and I apologize. But every year, I'll give you a little history on this. Every year, Montessorians select an individual who really embodies current Montessori educational practice. It's a very contemporary kind of an award, in that if you wanted to hold somebody up as the person that most in the American Montessori Society vision exemplifies who Montessori would feel a true kinship for this year, who would that be? And so every year they have this a special award for a Montessorian who can be from anywhere in the world, who's nominated and then selected by a group of peers. What we're doing unique this year, however, is that we're incorporating the Living Legacy speech and reception with an opening ceremony. And the opening ceremony, which is going to be Thursday night, is going to have children's performances and a steel drum band being played by children, as well as a procession of children holding flags from the various countries and continents around the world. And then a jazz band ensemble at the end. So it's going to be an opportunity for participants to see Montessori in more than just an academic setting, that really music and art and culture and the world view is so much part of our education as well. Sometimes we because we are so successful in terms of the academic approach to learning, we tend to minimize the creative, artistic component to Montessori's education, and I think this is an opportunity for people to really appreciate that it is the children. It puts the face of Montessori education for the children, as well as having the speaker who's going to embody the pedagogy. So.
Yes.
It's going to be a really exciting time.
That's so wonderful. I often am asked by others about, they perhaps have visited a Montessori school and they've seen no art, no no music, that, you know, except for the mm-hmm. bells, and they're, and I say to them, well, that is not an American Montessori Society school. I know.
Now,
you know,
again, it goes back to a Montessori-inspired program. You know, I think that, you know, there's a place for everything, and I think that really without judging a particular classroom, it's so important to understand who is the culture and the community that they're addressing, and whose needs does that particular school meet.
That's right. Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. But people who are looking for the whole thing,
right?
You can find it in Montessori. You can find it. And I'm also very excited about the Ann Lieberman lecture, the Dr. Nancy McCormick Rambush. Can you talk a bit about Dr. Nancy?
Well, I'm excited, too, because I really have never been to one of her talks. And so I'm not that familiar with her, actually. And I'm looking forward to it a lot, too, just so that I can become more knowledgeable of her field and her expertise.
Yes, it's going to be exciting. But who was Dr. Nancy McCormick Rambush?
She was a person who was really instrumental in the development of the American Montessori Society.
I see.
And she was one of our founding leaders. When the time came for Montessorians in the United States to really think about, again, our unique culture and perspective, and form an organization that really addressed what many Montessorians at the time felt was a more culturally relevant perspective on Montessori. And so there was a break with Maria, and depending on your perspective, it was a good break or a bad break. But we felt, or Nancy felt, that regardless of what the cause of it was, that it was important to create an organization that really focused on, again, the idea that Montessori was relevant to the American culture and society, and focused that way. So that's how she became so important in that movement, and guided many, many teacher training programs, as well as guided, you know, the formation of the teacher as an American Montessori Society teacher. So she was very, very important. And to honor her, we have an annual keynote speaker who speaks to their work.
Yes.
And how it embodies that vision.
And how it's grown, evolved, and that's so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's something called the Golden Bead.
Oh, the Golden Bead?
Yeah.
The Golden Bead is a math material.
Mm-hmm.
And
is there a specific event at the conference that around the Golden Bead?
I'm not quite sure that there is. I don't really that doesn't hit me. I haven't seen that.
Okay.
But then I'm only part of the planning.
I understand. It's tremendously huge.
Yes.
I mean, the number of parts that are involved in it, and teachers, yes. And from everywhere, and it's just a wonderful event for me. And then there's this. I love that there is a large area where you can actually go and hands-on experience books and materials.
Mm-hmm. There's the exhibit hall.
Yes, the exhibit hall.
And we're expecting over 200 exhibitors.
Uh-huh.
Which is a huge number.
Yeah.
From, you know, educational supply people to teacher training programs to software engineers who are looking at licensing and things of that nature. So it's a very inclusive group. Some of the workshop presenters will also have items there for people to interact with and really get a hands-on opportunity to talk to developers of Montessori materials as well. My husband and I are part of the appreciation bag presenters for our exhibitors because we're so grateful for these wonderful companies to come out and support our conference that we're putting together appreciation bags for them with items that reflect the Bay Area as well as local businesses. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, we just want to thank them for coming from all over to be part of our conference and to support our conference.
Yes, I'm so glad that you're doing that. It's one of my favorite parts of the conference is going to the exhibitors hall and seeing all the wonderful things that are available and the evolution of hands-on experiential education.
Right, exactly. It's amazing how people, again, have taken this concept of Montessori and adapted it as a subject for their schools and sharing that with everyone else. It's just really fantastic.
It is. And I'm so excited that it's in San Francisco. I have, in Northern California, I have just been, it feels like I've been waiting a long time for it to be up here in the northern part of California. And I'm just so excited. I think the last time it was up here in the north, there was a conference, and I don't know if it was the annual or the fall. Conference was when Joy Turner was still alive, and I did enjoy that conference. It was great, but I'm just so thrilled that it's here, and I love the title, "The Bridge to Learning for Every Child." What a wonderful!
Well, we wanted to make it relevant to the location, and as you know, there are five main bridges right here in the Bay Area.
Yes.
That we wanted to really honor the fact that we also have a unique geographical area and diversity. And that's really key to, I think, Montessori's vision.
Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting. I thank you very, very much for your time, Eulalia. It was just my pleasure. Is there anything else you think our listeners should know about the conference or Montessori or Star of the Sea before we say goodbye?
Well, I would like to thank you again for this opportunity to talk about probably my most favorite subject. What I would like to say to anyone listening is, you know, go out and explore multiple Montessori schools. Don't assume because you see one that's Montessori. As I said, everyone takes Montessori and expresses it in their own, from their own vision and perspective, and really, I believe, truly takes the opportunity to take the skills that we've learned from Montessori and her observational skills, and the whole idea behind that is to observe and to act upon those observations. And I think true, excellent Montessori programs do that. They look at their culture, they look at their community, they look at their teachers, and they say, this is our vision of what Montessori is. And it's not going to be the same. It's not a cookie-cutter approach to education, and I think that's one of its beauties.
So that is one of its beauties. I had a private school for over 30 years, Eulalia, and I certainly, I often said, you know, Montessori, I'm sure, was glad that she was Montessori and not a Montessorian.
Yes.
and that the school should reflect the students and the families that are there and offer a holistic education. And I think she was such a remarkable woman.
She was. She was an unbelievable woman. And what she's accomplished is inspiring. And then in terms of the conference, the only thing I would like to say is, for anyone out there curious about Montessori, I would recommend going online to www.amshq.org and checking into the Parent Community Day. It's a $75 registration fee. It covers workshops. It covers observing the classrooms. It covers the exhibit hall. It covers the keynote speaker that day. So it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for families looking for possibly making a choice for Montessori education or not, as especially in the elementary level. So I really take the opportunity to check that out.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Can you tell us again? It's called
Parent Community Day.
Parent Community Day, and you can...
And it's Friday, March 16th, from 8 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock at night. There's a series of three workshop times, a keynote speaker time set aside to visit the exhibit halls, as well as to observe the demonstration elementary classroom. All that's included.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm. And for a $75 fee, I think it's very, very reasonable.
Oh, it is very reasonable. That's just beautiful. I'm so glad that AMS is reaching out in that way. That's just beautiful. Now, how about Star of the Sea? Are there some final summations that you'd like to tell us
well,
about?
Well, we because we are a small program, we have had the luxury of really having a great demand for our program. So, but I welcome anyone who's listening that's curious, that would like to come visit, to give me a call. My work number is 415-221-7449.
Could you repeat that?
Sure. It's area code 415-221-7449. We're located in the Richmond area of the city, just off Park Presidio and Gary Boulevard. So we're very centrally located for Marin commuters as well as city dwellers who take the bus wherever they go. I'm always happy to invite people to come visit.
Oh, that's so great. I love to observe. That's probably one of my favorite things to do. And I also love finding current brain research or, you know, neuroscience that supports Montessori's observations, because it's very sad that people do not want to accept observational skills as science. I'm always looking for that, and it's so wonderful that is what science is confirming, her intuition that she was just right on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you again, Eulalia, for
thank you, Athena, for inviting me. I've really enjoyed our talk.
Oh, I have really enjoyed it, too. And I'll look forward to hopefully maybe seeing you at the conference.
Well, I hope so.
And mostly sharing this with my listeners. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
I am so grateful to Eulalia Halloran for her time and life's work. And now for the interview with Roz Hamer. Roz is head of Valley Montessori School in Livermore, California. Valley students will take part in a unique demonstration classroom at the American Montessori Society Conference. Valley Montessori School honors the imagination, mind, and heart of each child. Guided by the work of Maria Montessori, they create an environment where children are inspired to realize their academic, personal, and social potential. Roz and I focus on her work and life at Montessori, at the Valley Montessori School, in this interview, and the demonstration Montessori classroom that the American Montessori Society will showcase on Friday, March 16th. They will have this classroom inside the hotel's atrium at the Marriott Marquis in San Francisco, where conference attendees will be able to observe students from Valley Montessori School as they carry out activities typical of a school day. In this way, we will celebrate the highly acclaimed Montessori Glass Classroom from San Francisco's 1915 Panama Pacific International Exposition. That was in that exposition, in that World's Fair in 1915, that Montessori had the first glass classroom. So here we go with the interview with Roz. Hello and welcome to the radio podcast Waves of Education Now, Roz Hamer.
How are you? It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's really wonderful to have you on the program. I have told our listeners that Valley Montessori School honors the imagination, mind, and heart of each child.
That's correct.
And that you're guided by the work of Maria Montessori.
That is also correct, yes. In fact, we're the only fully accredited Montessori school in the state of California.
Oh, can you explain that to us?
Well, the American Montessori Society, I should say. The American Montessori Society does accredit schools around the country, and you have to undergo a very thorough self-study and meet a lot of requirements in terms of the training of your staff and also just institutional requirements. So our school, I was surprised to learn that when I got here, but we happen to be the only AMS-accredited state in California. There are a number of AMI-accredited schools, but we're the only AMS-accredited school.
Well, that's very interesting to me because my first experience with Montessori was in AMI school,
mm-hmm.
and since they didn't have any of the arts, not
mm-hmm.
even an easel, although it was just a beautiful school,
mm-hmm.
I went looking for a school that had it all so that I wasn't taking my children to museum school and
mm-hmm.
then, back and forth.
Yes.
And I found an AMS school, and it was run by Joy Turner.
Yes.
And who was the editor of Montessori Life, the AMS publication,
mm-hmm.
for many years. And I did my training with her and volunteered at her school. And so I'm very surprised that the school in Garden Grove, Greenhouse, the Greenhouse schools, are not AMS accredited.
Well, I'm sure they're AMS affiliated, and I do not know exactly what the requirements are for that. I imagine, again, that your teachers have to be AMS trained or AMI trained in order to be member of the association. But the accreditation process is a much deeper look.
Oh, it is. Yes,
yes.
I know that. Well, that is very interesting, and I would love to come and observe sometime, and I hope I will be able to do that.
We'd love to have you.
And as director, you go and you visit the classrooms and give feedback. And is that?
Yes, that's part of my job. My job is actually the biggest part of my job is to work with the board and direct the strategic efforts of the school to continue to be as strong as it can possibly be in every way into the future. So that includes fundraising, it includes marketing, it includes overlooking the program and the staff and professional development. It includes pretty much everything.
Yes. And what is the normal student to pupil ratio?
It varies from level to level. The ratio is there are more adults per children at the lower levels. Like our toddler program has the most adults
uh-huh.
per level because of state licensing and
right.
because it's the right thing to do.
Yes, because it's the right thing to do.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Generally, the ratio is around 1 to 12, and it gets a little in the elementary school and the middle school.
Yes. And middle school is so interesting, and I'm just so excited that there are more and more Montessori middle schools happening. Do you do a farm of any kind, or what is that middle school program like?
That's a really interesting question. Of course, Montessori envisioned the Erdkinder as the model for middle school. And in the Erdkinder, kids were taken away from the city, and they actually got their education on an active farm where they participated in making it a going economic concern. So it was really a hands-on enterprise. Of course, that's not very practical in this day and age, but most schools have some element of that. So we have outdoor education, and we have actually, we have an edible schoolyard that's coming along that will be part of that.
That's wonderful.
We do use the community a lot as a resource. We have quite a lot of field trips at every grade level. So we take the kids out to see all kinds of things, the Lindsay Wildlife Center, the Chinatown, the Tech Museum in San Jose. We go lots of places.
Oh, the Tech Museum in San Jose is so Montessori.
It's wonderful. It's just wonderful, yes.
My grandchildren, when they first experienced it, that's what they said to me. Oh, yeah, you're going to love it. It's so Montessori. So that's really exciting. I would imagine that peer teaching in a situation of, like you have there in Livermore with all these different ages is really quite a possibility. Is there a lot of that happening?
Actually, I've been in Montessori or Montessori-based schools pretty much all of my career in independent schools, which is about 20 years now. And I think one of the great things about them is that they have a built-in collaborative way of working with teachers. So in many traditional schools, teachers are by themselves in their own classroom, and it's kind of their domain, whereas in a Montessori classroom, you have everybody teaching in teams. And that very fact creates a more of an open and a willingness to collaborate. And then, of course, at levels, they meet as teams, and they brainstorm together about things they want to do, things they want to add. So it's really pretty wonderful, and it's enviable. I've had people from other schools come to visit my prior school just because we had such strong collaboration, and it was, you know, something they wanted to do in their own school. So
yes, that is beautiful, and so you're referring to peers among the staff,
yes.
And I'm talking about in the actual classroom, students teaching each other.
Well, that's absolutely a fundamental part of Montessori. And
yes,
of course, when you have three age groups in a classroom, the older kids actually strengthen what they know by teaching younger children, and the younger children benefit. They're motivated by seeing older kids do the things that they do. So it works both ways, and it really enriches education. And, of course, the fact that the kids are with the same teachers for a couple of years makes a huge difference, too.
Yeah, I would think so.
Actually, what we find is that the classes settle in really fast at the beginning of the year because the older kids lead the way.
Right. They're, in Montessori terms, normalized.
Exactly.
So many people don't understand that term, and especially people that I meet and interview in public school situations, and I explain to them, well, that's the term that we use in Montessori when we're really talking about best practices.
Well, and it's really important in a Montessori classroom because the teachers are acting as a guide and a facilitator. They're not standing at the front of the classroom dispensing knowledge, and so the classroom just has to hum. And when a normalized classroom means that all the kids who come every day know what they're doing, and they can create their own schedules, and they find the work that they want to do, that they need to do next, and teachers help them pick those things when it's necessary, but and give small lessons. But it's remarkable to go into a Montessori classroom if you've never been in one before, because sometimes it's really hard to find a teacher.
Yes,
they're on the floor.
Yeah, they're on the floor with the kids.
They are on the floor with the kids, or they're kneeling beside a child at a table and just giving them a little bit of help to take the next step. And it's really remarkable.
Well, which leads to this whole wonderful thing that's happening at the American Montessori Society conference this
yes.
March.
Yeah.
The 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Mm-hmm.
The bridge. This wonderful title about being a bridge. and that your students or students from your school are going to be in a demonstration classroom at the conference. which is just so extremely exciting to me. The Bridge to Learning for Every Child. That's the title.
Thank you, yes.
The Bridge to Learning for Every Child. And that your students are going to be in this demonstration classroom. And it at the turn of the century, Montessori had a glass-domed classroom with a self-actualized children that was headed up by Helen Parkhurst. Who had done training with Montessori, but then went off and did her own method.
Mm-hmm.
But that's who Montessori wanted in that classroom. And people could observe these self-directed children. When I found out that you were going to be doing a demonstration classroom at the conference in the foyer there at the hotel.
We're so excited about this. This is, you know, it's almost 100 years later since the Pan Pacific Exposition, and it's just it's wonderful to be sort of recreate that. And I think that the people who are attending the conference will be as mesmerized as those folks were in 1915. Being able to watch, they really thought they were miracle children, because it was just so unusual to see a class that was. And the children actually that they had in the classroom were ranged from 2.5 to 6 years old. They were drawn from a pool of several thousand applicants. And she only took the children who had no prior schooling. And so they just went to it like ducks to water. And people were amazed to see how much the children managed themselves during the day and how the teacher operated in such a different way from traditional schooling. So they had quite a few crowds and people who came back day after day to watch them. So we're excited to be providing the kids and the classroom for the conference.
Oh, I think it's just so, so incredibly exciting. And it's going to be on Friday the 16th, is that right?
That's right. And one difference between the original glass classroom and the one that we'll be providing is that our kids are going to be in the 6-9 group. They're going to be a lower elementary classroom. So I think that will be interesting for people, too, because many people think of Montessori only as preschool, and that's just definitely not the case. So
definitely not.
The elementary program is very rich and wonderful. So we're happy to be there.
Oh, I'm so happy that you're going to be there. It's just... It one of the most exciting things for me since I very first heard about the conference being in San Francisco was this idea that we were going to be in the place where this demonstration classroom had been. And as things developed and I heard more about it, I was just so filled with joy that this was really happening. And so I can't thank you enough, and I'm just so excited for your students.
Well, they're excited too, believe me.
Yeah, I bet they are.
It's quite a buzz here. The teachers and the kids are all excited about the possibility.
And I understand that there is a special package or an ability for families who perhaps can't attend the entire conference.
Yes, there's a daily rate and a special rate for families. So, you know, we encourage anybody who has any curiosity at all about what Montessori education is to take advantage of that and come down and go to the workshops that are available on that day and watch the demonstration classroom. It'll be really exciting.
And what time can you observe the demonstration classroom? Will it be happening?
It'll be from 12 to 3.
From 12 to 3. Yeah, I want to be sure that we get those facts out there. And I'll mention it again at the outro for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that normally at Montessori conferences, I just love AMS, American Montessori Society conferences. I was telling Eulalia that I always feel like I'm walking into the future when I go to an American Montessori Society conference. It's just so rich and rewarding.
Isn't that interesting, too, because I'm sure that's what the people at the Pan Pacific Exposition felt like, and yet American education didn't really, it didn't stick here until it made a comeback in the 50s and 60s. But what amazes me is how contemporary her philosophy is. And I go to other conferences other than the AMS conferences, and they bring speakers who are trying to urge everybody to go this direction, not under the name of Montessori, but the whole idea of child-centered, the idea of teachers functioning more like guides and facilitators, the move at your own pace, structure to support independence, multi-age classrooms, interdisciplinary approach, and preparing kids to be members of the global community. Those all just have such a ring in today's educational circles. She was very contemporary, way ahead of her time.
Yes, she was. She was, and her observational skills were just so supreme. And now neuroscience is proving that her intuition was right on. And of course, if you just take a look at the children that come out of the schools that use her pedagogy, mm-hmm. you would know that. There's all the evidence that you need, which is why it kind of drives me crazy, Roz, what's mm-hmm. going on in the reform of public schools.
That you don't hear more about Montessori and the...
The models that work.
Yes.
You know, when I first started Education Now, I wanted to present models that work in, you know, from all through all the ages, from birth to, you know, through high school and even university. And those models are out there. And so many of them are Montessori. And yet they're not taking advantage of this. It's maddening.
It is.
But it's so exciting that your school exists. And I know that when I had more intimate involvement with AMS conferences was when I was in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
And that they would have these pre-conference day tours of schools in the area.
We're doing that this year, and we are actually on the tour on Thursday.
Oh, that's...
We're expecting over 100 visitors to come into our school and have lunch with us.
Wonderful.
We're in this quite extensively, and we're excited about that.
Oh,
because we have a beautiful campus, and we're one of the bigger Montessori schools around. We serve almost 500 students.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? You serve almost 500 students.
We do. And
from
we have a
toddler through campus. Through eighth grade.
Yes.
And you have a beautiful environment. I want to see the environment so badly.
It's quite gorgeous.
Oh, that's great. That's just...
And it was built to be a Montessori school, so you can tell that when you come in, how the classrooms are organized and structured.
And I understand that that you are a non-profit private school?
That's correct, yes.
That's also beautiful. I just want to thank those people who helped start your school for the wonderful gift that they've given that community.
Well, I share that gratitude. Yeah, that would be Beth Marshall and Mary Ellen Cordes, and they did a fine job.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, actually, to extend the conversation about Montessori. We have joined the California Association of Independent Schools as provisional members this year, and I think that will actually help Montessori schools become a subject of conversation in the greater independent school community. So I'm looking forward to that, too.
I'm so delighted that you're doing that, because many people that I run into think of Montessori as, first of all, there's no art, which is so ridiculous.
Which is totally not true.
Yeah.
We have the most wonderful art program you could imagine.
Yeah, I know. I had a private Montessori school for about 30 years, and it was fantastic, and it was K through 12, mm-hmm. and we did not, although Joy and Charles came to visit our school many, many times, at least once a year, we never went through the AMS certification process,
mm-hmm.
but our students did present at AMS conferences in Southern California, and the whole focus was how to bring the arts into the classroom, and so I've always stayed connected, and I've always felt that I don't think we'd even have child-sized furniture in the classroom if it wasn't for Montessori.
I think that's right, and people just don't even understand. That's been true now in this country for a long, long time, but her influence in that has not been recognized.
Yeah, it's not been recognized. And having to raise your hand to go to the bathroom, mm-hmm. not being able to go to the bathroom when you need to go to the bathroom, that's another really important issue for me that hasn't really been addressed in a lot of the public schools. Although I can say that I have seen situations where that isn't the case, but in too many situations that still exists. And so I'm just so grateful to Maria Montessori for being alive, and I'm so happy that we're celebrating.
Well, respecting the child.
Yes.
No, really, that's what it's about. It's about a child-centered education instead of a curriculum-centered education.
Right.
That's so important.
Right, that is what it's all about, and that's what is so very important. And one thing I didn't ask you at the very beginning and I wanted to know was, how did you first, why were you first drawn to Montessori yourself?
Well, my sister actually was first drawn to Montessori. I've been in education all my professional life, but my sister was drawn to Montessori before I was, and she actually founded two Montessori schools in Hawaii on the Big Island, Kamauela Montessori and Kona Montessori, and that's how I got interested, by visiting her school and just being really enchanted by the way it worked. And then I, you know, of course, studied it, and I was doing educational research in Washington, D.C., working on the federal education agenda, and I enrolled my son in the Berry School, which is Montessori, and then I was totally hooked. So it wasn't very long before I ended up I was drawn in to help with their strategic plan, and then before I knew it, before the year was out, I was the head of their upper school, the junior high and the high school.
Uh-huh.
And it was so wonderful to get back into the grassroots level and to be being part of a school that did education the way I thought it should happen.
Right. Isn't it interesting how many of us come to Montessori when we're looking for a place for our children?
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And we find it. When I had my first, which were twins, a friend said to me, "What do you want for them?" And I told her, and she said, "Have you heard of Montessori?"
Everybody hangs a tail.
Yeah, it's just wonderful. Well, before we say goodbye and wind this down, it's mm-hmm. been so wonderful to have you on. I'd like you to be sure that you tell us anything more that you feel the listeners should hear about the Bridge to Learning for Every Child conference or the classroom that is going to be there, the demonstration classroom that your students from your school are participating in.
Well, I would just say that if you haven't already considered coming to the conference, just know that there you can come just for the day if you want, and if you want to come for the whole 3 days, there's so many wonderful workshops, and if you've had any curiosity about it at all, it's wonderful to just have it here at our fingertips in the Bay Area and have it accessible. And of course, seeing is believing. And once you watch how kids behave in a classroom and how engaged they are and how self-directed they are, you will never look back.
No, you never will. That's beautifully put. And now contact information for Valley Montessori School. It's a beautiful website.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that's at https://valleymontessorischool.com.
That's correct.
No three W's there. And there's a place on the website where you can send for information. And if anyone is listening, they would have to have a computer.
Well, they could also call us. You can find us very easily on Google, and all of our contact information is
right
there.
Oh, yes.
But, of course, that does require the computer. But
that's right. And to listen to this program requires
yes.
a computer, too.
Uh-huh.
But so I think just the web address works well.
Yes, I think so.
And so I once again, I just thank you so very much, and I am really looking forward to meeting you in person, Rosalind. Roz.
Well, I look forward to meeting you.
Yes. Thanks so much for this time.
You're very welcome.
I so much enjoyed talking with Roz, and as I am sure you can tell, I am looking forward to the American Montessori Annual Conference in San Francisco. The demonstration classroom is such a significant marker of any Montessori classroom that persons are able to observe the classroom, that it is an open environment, is fundamental to Montessori. For information on the annual American Montessori Society Conference, The Bridge to Learning for Every Child, being held March 16th, 17th, and 18th in San Francisco, visit the AMS website at www.amshq.org, and you will find a link there for information on the conference. Contact information for Eulalia Halloran, email is EHALLORAN at starofthecsf.com. Star of the Sea web address is www.starofthecsf.com. That's all one word you run together, starofthecsf.com. Their phone number is area code 415-221-8558. Contact for Rosalind Hamer, email rhamer, R-H-A-M-A-R, at valleymontessorischool.com. All one word, valleymontessorischool.com. Valley Montessori School's web address is there are no three W's. It's just the HTTPs and valleymontessorischool.com. No three W's, just valleymontessorischool.com. Their phone number is area code 925-455-8021. Once again, area code 925-455-8021. 8021, or you can email info@valleymontessorischool.com. If you were not able to join us for the Education Now launch, you can listen and download free anytime at the website. And please join us on the Education Now Facebook page to leave comments and join the conversation. Education Now is a production of the Hermeneutic Institute for Holistic Health and Education, a 501c3 nonprofit corporation. Education Now podcasts are listed on the American Montessori Society website at 3wsamshq.org. Look in the local events pages. Sending cosmic love to all. This is your host for Education Now, Athena Melville, saying goodbye, and in the words of Maria Montessori, reminding you to follow the child.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know.